Hello everyone, this is Lulu. It's a very long time indeed since I've done an audio blog on this website. I suppose it comes under the heading of Doll Chat because it is about an animatronic thing. Although it looks like a toy, it actually hasn't been developed as a toy. More of that in one second. First of all, I apologise that you can hear Mr. B's keyboard in the background. This is a working day and we only have one room. So, unless I want to go next door into the bedroom, which is freezing cold, which I don't. So, apologies for the clicks. They are very loud, so please excuse them. Right, I'm doing this because, although I will be featuring what I'm going to talk about now on a YouTube video this afternoon, it's featured along with other things that some of you might not be interested in. So I thought I would do this little bit of audio blog now and just feature the puppy, which I can go into in much more detail here. I've noticed that when I've been talking about this Joy for All companion pets puppy on Twitter, a few of you have been interested in it and have asked me about it. So I thought I would do this little bit of audio for you and go into it in detail here. This is called a Hasbro Joy for All Companion Pets Golden Pup, and it is one of a small range of animatronic animals that Hasbro have developed as therapeutic aids for the infirm and senior citizens who might want a pet but might not be able to have one. They are quite sophisticated things. They aren't toys, they're more realistic than toys and a lot more responsive. They don't have an app, they look more realistic than any toy dog I've ever seen, and they are designed to engage somebody who might be ill and give them the feeling that the thing is responding to them and giving them affection. Now, I'm not ill in the sense that my mental faculties aren't impaired, but my goodness me, this little puppy certainly makes me feel as if it's giving me affection, though I know it's only a mechanical animatronic thing. So let me tell you about it. It is a life-size golden retriever puppy. It's about 14 inches long and about 11 inches high. The plush is soft, very, very soft plush, so it doesn't feel like a real dog would, obviously, unless you used real fur, which would be, you know, undoable. Nobody would ever do that. You couldn't get it to feel like a real dog does. What I would say, though, is that the paws, the pads of the paws feel really real, really, really real. The nose feels real, the mouth, the inside of the mouth, which opens, the mouth opens, feels really real. The eyes look incredibly real. The colouring looks so realistic that people that have come in here think I'm holding a real puppy and actually get quite a shock when it moves. So it has quite a large head, much larger head than you would expect a toy dog to have. You can actually put a dog collar on this thing. The first one that I had, I did have a dog collar that fitted it, but it obstructed the movement of the head. So I've taken it off, and I will actually get a larger dog collar for this one, a medium-sized one, not a small one, so that I can put it where this little red bandana that it's wearing now goes. I would actually quite like it to have a nice blue leather collar. And I can put it a bit lower down where this bandana goes, and then its head movement won't be obstructed. At the moment it's wearing a red bandana, which looks lovely against its gold fur, but I've never seen a dog wear a bandana before, so I'd like it to have a collar. The ears are the right shape. They are actually, they do move. I thought they were sewn down. They are sort of sewn, slightly sewn down, so that you can't flop them right up, but they do move. The eyes open and close, the mouth opens and closes. The head moves 160 degrees, which is amazing, as I will show you when I turn it on. The mouth opens and closes, as I said. Now, the amazing thing is the tail moves, tail wags, which is really, really cute. The back paws are cuddly, they're soft, and the haunches are soft. So there is quite a big bit of cuddle factor in this puppy. The chest is also cushioned and soft. So although there is electronics in here and it's quite firm, I don't know that you can hear that, he's sitting on my lap facing me, there is quite a bit of cuddle factor. So if I want to pick him up and hold him next to me, I can get quite a cuddliness into him. His front paws are poseable, so that he can sit up or lay down, which is quite cool, because if I have him on my bed or if I want to lay him on my lap, his head moves up and down so that his head can lift up if he's looking up and looking around, or if he's sort of feeling more calm, his head can lean right down till his nose is practically on his paws, which is really, really cool. It doesn't go right down, 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 so that his nose is practically on the floor, but his head can go nearly right down till his nose is practically on his paws. He has a little sticky uppy tail, which is really, really cute. So that's what he's like. I call him a he. He can be a he or a she, it doesn't matter. But I felt when I turned him on and heard his sounds that he was a he, and my husband agreed with me. The sounds. Obviously, you're not going to get a real dog. None of these toys ever sound quite like a real dog. It's a little bit cartoony. But it's not as cartoony as some I've heard. It's not too loud, which I like, and it's terribly cute. So I'll turn him on in just a minute so you can hear him. The amazing thing is that he has sensors on him, and I'll show you that when I turn him on. But he also has responses to touch and to sound and to my voice. So that's pretty incredible. So I think really I need to turn him on now and I can show you. And then I'll show you something else he does which no one ever mentions and which I wouldn't have known except for my friend who had one of these for her grandparents told me. Okay, let's turn him on. He also has a mute feature, which is quite cool. So if you only want the movements and not the sounds, you can have that too. This is going to sound quite loud, I think, when I turn him on, but really the sort of movement isn't loud. It just gets magnified by a microphone. So I'm going to turn him on. Hello. Hi. I'm going to sit him up so that he faces me. And then you can hear him better. Now, he is reacting to the sound of my voice. In fact, at the moment he can't hear me very well because I'm talking fairly quietly. If I speak up or hold him close to me, he can hear me better. Now, the things that I can do with him, I can touch him on either side of his face, which I'm going to do now. I'm just going to press, just stroke him. And he will wag his tail, yes he's doing it, and move his face around so he's nuzzling my hand, which is quite cute. Oh, careful of my finger here, eh? Crazy dog. Now actually he turned to look at me then, because my voice raised a bit and he heard me. Hey baby, hey cutie pie. His head's turned away from me at the moment because he can hear me clicking. And he turns to look, it's really quite amazing. If he hears something in the room, he will turn and look at it. If someone's moving about in here, he will turn to look to see what's going on. His microphone is actually quite sensitive. Now, if I turn this way and call him, Hero! Hero! Yeah, he's turning to look and he's actually barking to me to react to my voice. Yeah, he did. He turned and looked right where my voice was coming from. It's complete. Yes, hello, we're talking about you. He has this bark back technology which answers to your voice. He will bark when no one's talking to just attract your attention. If no one interacts with him and he doesn't hear any noise, he will fall asleep. To be quite honest, I've never made that happen because there's always something happening and his microphone is so sensitive. Shh, shh, shh. It's all right, baby. It's okay. He's panting. Oh, look at that big open mouth. Look at that big open mouth. What are you doing, crazy boy? But I've never made him go to sleep because there's always something going on in here, and he hears something. He's up, he's wagging his tail, he's looking around, seeing what's going on. Crazy boy. So, touching his face will make him turn his head towards you and nuzzle you like that. Yes, you like that, don't you? Yes, you do. You like that. Talking to him will make him talk back to you, or look at you and bark back to you, which is cute. I like it. Then the other thing that he will do that they tell you about is that... Can you hear that? I have my hand on his back. Now, this will let you feel as well as hear his heartbeat. It's actually something that you can feel. It vibrates inside him, which is really quite cool. Now, this isn't just a gimmick. Suppose the phone rings, or suppose somebody's wanting to talk to you, and you need him to be quiet without having to turn him off. He will keep quiet with just this quiet heartbeat sound. You don't have to have your hand on him. And it goes on for about 3 minutes before he will stop and wake up again. And if you want him to start again, all you have to do is put your hand on his back. And it's actually a really cool feature. He won't move and he won't bark. He won't react as long as he has this heartbeat going on. He has 4C batteries which are installed in him when he comes. And they have lasted amazingly long. I've had him for a week nearly now, and he's been on every single day for a lot of each day because I love him to bits, and he's still going strong, really, really, really. See, I have my hand on him, and he's still, his heart's slowed down, he's calm, and he's quiet, and he's letting me. All right, we'll wake you up now. As soon as you want him to move again, you just touch him. So I've done his face, and I've done his back, and you can pet the top of his head. Let me just make him stop moving, and I'll do it. You can pet the top of his head, and when you do that, he will just stroke him, and he will eventually, he's not listening to me right now because I'm talking, but usually... Yes. He does one of three things. He pants, or he sniffs, or he does a certain little bark, or he does a big yawn, which he did. There you go. He's panting. And he lifts his head. You know how dogs do when you pat their heads or pet their heads. They lift their head up to your hand. He does that, which is incredibly cute. Now, what they do not tell you is that if you want to feed him, you can. Nothing comes with him to feed him with, because if this is for an elderly person or somebody who has Alzheimer's or something of that kind, they could lose a feeding thing or choke on it or something. So this is an Easter egg, what they call an Easter egg in a game, a surprise. And I wouldn't have known about this if my friend Nicole hadn't told me. My dad hero. Careful, baby. He's about to fall off my lap. But it is true, he will make eating noises. And you can either do this with your finger, or I've got a little piece of play food here, if I can find it. Here it is. Hey, Hero. 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 Look this way. There he goes. And what I do is I just press down on his lower, open his mouth, press his lower jaw slightly, so I can put this piece of... play chicken in, and as you hear, he's enjoying that, aren't you, baby? And when he's finished, he turns his head away. He had enough. Hero. Oh, not a bit more. Oh, where's it gone? There you go. absolutely love that. It's just such a cool feature. Because you don't have to use a bottle or a, you know, whatever that they happen to give you, that that's the only thing you can use. You can use a bone or a piece of chicken, like I've got here's a piece of wooden chicken out of one of Lacey's play food sets. And you can just use whatever you like, a play dog biscuit or a play whatever. And I really like that feature. You're going to give me your paw. You're going to give me your paw. And I like this, that his paw's opposable, so I can actually make it like he's giving me a paw, and it's just so cute. So that's mostly what, you know, the things that he does. I don't think I've missed anything. His mouth, his face, his back, his head. That's where his senses are. His mouth, his both cheeks, his back and his head. And his bark back technology inside him that listens to your voice and reacts to you. He reacts to touch and sound and also motion. If you walk past him, he will feel it and look at you, turn around and look at you. He's incredibly beautiful. Should we calm you down, lay you down here and calm you so I can tell people where to get one like you, shall we? Shall we? Shall we? Whoops. There's a good boy. Now, here's the thing. In the United States, these are freely available from joyforall.com. Very easy, all one word, joyforall.com. I had trouble with getting one, as some of you might have heard, because I used a third-party seller on Amazon, and we had problems. But the best I can advise is to, if you want one, either for yourself or for someone who you think might need one, is to look around or to contact Hasbro and say, why can't we get these in the UK? Or in wherever else you might want to get one. Because, I mean, hey, they don't have to just be for old people, for goodness sake. They are such cool little dogs. They say they're from anyone from 5 to 105. And I can see why. So that is Hero for you, and I hope you like the review. I hope I didn't go on too long and ramble too much. So I'll see you again. There you go, Hero. Want to say goodbye? Well, he said it.